Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 3rd of July. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we examine the freedom Jesus brings from the power of sin. Our Bible passage for this week is Romans chapter 6 and verses 12 to 23. Today we're going to read from the New Living Translation. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God. Once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living, so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin, and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Every day, you and I are controlled by something. Many of us are controlled by our desires. Others are controlled by fear. Some are controlled by guilt. Still others are controlled by the expectations of those around them. Some people are controlled by their addiction. If what you are controlled by doesn't seem like your choice, you can feel trapped and imprisoned. Living in freedom comes from choosing what, or more specifically, who is going to control your life. Paul encourages us to choose Jesus to control our lives and to live in freedom from sin, deciding how we are going to live. How can we choose freedom in Christ? We can identify and be honest with God about our weaknesses. We can recognize and keep a watch out for the things that tempt us. We can choose to stay away from the sources of our temptation. We can ask the Holy Spirit to help us practice self-restraint. We can spend more of our time investing in good habits and in service to God. We can lean on God's strength and grace to help us. And we can let the peace of God fill our hearts. Do you want freedom from the prison life of being controlled by sin and the world? Living in freedom comes from making the choice to depend on God. He will give you the freedom you crave. As you reflect on these thoughts today, this question may help you. What keeps you from fully giving control of your life to God? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we learn how to be a giver, not a taker.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.